This Side of Country with Trav. It's powered by our good pals at Fix It Ford Auto Care and Fix It Ford Ministry on 95.9 KRFF Radio Free Fargo.
Hey, North Fargo, are you looking for trustworthy car repair? Matthew Carlson here, owner of Fix It Forward Auto Care, and we're excited to announce the opening of our new downtown Fargo location, conveniently located at 102 North University. We offer the same great service that you've come to know and expect with Fix It Forward Auto Care, now available in your neighborhood. Check us out online at fixitforwardautocare.com with four convenient locations. Fix It Forward Auto Care, the name you trust for car repair.
Fix It Forward Auto Care. This side of country. This side of country.
Radio Free Fargo, 95.9 KRFF. You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by Fix It Forward Auto Care. She's back, and just about 2 minutes ago, we had her riding a skateboard here inside the studio. I tried. If you want to see how that went, we're going to post the video for you here on our social media page. But it's been a minute, and we're getting caught up. She's here in studio. We got Jenny Sheets. Good morning.
Hi,
to you.
Good morning.
Man, we missed you.
I missed you.
How have you been?
I've been great.
Really
it's
good.
It's been fun to just kind of start this new chapter of my life. And
yeah.
Try new things. I mean, skateboarding in a radio studio, you know?
You know, and I wasn't surprised when we connected earlier here about you skateboarding, because I remember you talking about that last time, but I didn't know you were like so invested and really just trying to be a part of, well, this new adventure that we're looking at talking about.
Yes.
Here. So tell me, first of all, how did you celebrate the new year? What'd you do to ring it in?
Oh, ring it. Okay. Well, gosh, now you're taking me back. I wasn't prepared for this question. You want to know literally what I was doing?
If it's anything like me or probably half the people that come in, I think I kind of know. But what were you doing?
Midnight struck and I was crocheting. I was learning how to crochet. I was surprised I even made it to midnight.
Yeah.
But yes, we were at home. Luckily, no travel. That was nasty weather around that time.
Right.
So, yeah, my husband and I and our three-year-old, low-key.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah.
So, and the weather now has been amazing, so I feel like it's a good start to the year.
What is with this weather? Look at how it's acting all springy and cute and just acting like it didn't try and kill us 2 weeks ago. What is with the weather now?
No, I'm going to soak it up. I even heard a spring bird. I saw geese flying north the other day.
50 degrees on Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me right now?
What a dream.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yes.
As compared to what we've been having, I'll absolutely take it. Well, it's good to see you again. I want to update our listeners here. Last time we had you here, you were heavily involved with Startup Brew.
Yes.
You've got a new thing going on
a
in
new
your
gig.
World.
Yes.
Yeah, tell
so
me about
still
it.
Still a huge champion of Startup Brew, so
yes.
Go. They're starting up next week, and I hear it's going to be a big lineup, and
yes.
It's the Giving Hearts Day theme, so it's super fun. So
well,
Wednesday
left
at Drecker.
Well, you left them in good hands, too.
Yes, that team is amazing.
You set the bar, and you put them in good hands, and we're going to have Sadie and the crew on next week.
Yes, good.
Thank you for that.
Love Sadie.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yes, I was with Startup Brew and loved it, but just decided I kind of got that entrepreneurial bug again. I never thought I would have it.
Right.
I was like, you know, it's exhausting to be an entrepreneur. It's, it's tiring. It's so much work. But I just started to think, what could I be doing on my own that would allow me to have a little bit more of a flexible lifestyle?
Sure.
So decided to go into contracting consulting. So
okay.
Working with organizations, businesses. I'm even working with the city of Moorhead on building community.
Cool.
Sometimes some of my work is about how do we get more people outside and recreating and coming together. So a little bit of placemaking, a little bit of strategy.
Sure.
It's a hodgepodge, which is me.
Yeah.
I'm a hodgepodge.
Right.
So I love it.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
this new adventure in your life. And obviously you're one of those that just does, you excel at everything you do. So we're always excited to see what you're up to and cheer you on from the sidelines over here.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Giving Hearts Day coming up.
Yes.
And you're showing your support for a unique kind of adventure, Giving Hearts Day, but a really fun one. And
yes.
It has something to do with the skateboarding we were talking about.
It does.
Yes.
This caught me by surprise. So at 38 years old, oh my gosh, how old are I? I'm almost 40, Travis. So at 38, I started skateboarding.
Yeah.
And I...
At 38
at
you
38,
started? Oh, wow.
I know. So some of these people, you know, they say, oh, I started when I was 6 or when I was 10. I'm like, oh, I started at 38, you know, fresh out of having a baby and just decided
Look
why
at you.
Not. So, but I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I you know, found a community, and especially of a lot of the women who skateboard in this community, that they just build each other up, and they're so excited for whatever ability you're at. They're cheering you on. So I just started to get more and more involved, and I started going to the women's nights at the Hawk's Nest, which is an indoor skate park here.
Yeah,
it's very small and it's private. Just due to capacity, they can't publicly staff it all the time and open it up, but they've tried to open it up. So the more I got involved, I learned Tom Kemmer, who heads it up.
Yep.
He formed the North Dakota Skateboarding Association.
Cool.
And I found out that their vision is to expand and open up a public indoor skate park.
Yes.
And when it is the middle of January or the middle of February,
right?
Well, I mean, this is a really nice year, but normal years,
right,
it's so, you just want something to do.
Yes.
And you want to find that community indoors, and not everyone is a, you know, gym person.
Yeah.
So I started to get more involved and thought, how can I help?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Let's build an indoor skate park.
Yeah.
And I learned more about the mental health benefits, mm-hmm, the economic impact of tourism, mm-hmm, and just thought, this is it. This is what Fargo needs. So so our goal is $100,000.
Okay.
We're about halfway there,
hey,
which is amazing.
All right.
So we are raising the rest of the funds, so about $50,000, hopefully by next week for Giving Hearts Day.
I'm just saying, Gate City Bank has that contest going on right
now.
That
would just seal the deal, huh? So yes, Travis, thank you for bringing that up. So that's right. Vote for North Dakota Skateboarding Association,
yes,
or NDSA, with Gate City Bank, and we could win $50,000.
You talked about some of the health benefits. You talked about some of the economic benefits. Give me some of those. Tell us a little bit about that. There might be folks going, I don't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So right now we are no skate parks and indoor skate parks in North Dakota, no public ones.
Yep.
When we look at like Sioux Falls, Des Moines, the amount of tourism that it brings in for those communities, people are willing to drive very far for an indoor skate park. And I had no idea. I'm learning this now.
Yeah.
Right now we're having people drive in hundreds of miles, especially
no
young
kidding.
People. They want to go so badly. They want to learn. We've got youth nights at the Hawk's Nest. So they'll come in from, a lot of them are coming in from Detroit Lakes, so the surrounding areas. So they come in, they stay at a hotel, they eat at our restaurants. They're coming in for classes. So, and then they tell their friends, and then they more come in. And then in the bigger cities, you start to get some of the professional skateboarders coming in and leading classes. So that brings in even more people. So that's what we're hoping to do.
Cool.
Some of the health benefits, you know, it's just linked to, I mean, obviously it's a mood booster. It's a lot of positivity.
Right.
And it's a place for youth to go and people of all ages. It's a healthy alternative.
Yes.
When you see that, like, some of these kids who maybe, you know, don't have anywhere to go, they maybe don't have parents at home.
Right.
This is a spot to go hang out.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
Right. You know, if it's anything, I mean, my heart rate just went up a bunch there just by standing on a board because I didn't want to fall.
Awesome.
I didn't want to fall. So I'm like, oh, my heart's beating here. So no, but there's a lot of great benefits. Not everybody wants to go to the gym. There's a great crowd here, and there's a large community that loves skateboarding, and this would really, really be amazing. Why not put a building over the skate park we already have?
Good question.
Yeah.
So the Dyke West, that's what you're talking about, right? Like our big city park was built over 20 years ago, and it's actually in a little bit of disrepair.
Oh.
So that one needs to also be redone.
Interesting.
Building the infrastructure over it would actually cost a lot more money because, here's the cool part, the Hawk's Nest is in a warehouse out on the north side, and it has the ability to be expanded.
Cool.
So we can just expand the current location and then build the ramps and features inside there. So
cool.
That's why $100,000 will get us to actually be able to open the doors instead of millions of building a new park.
Tell me, now you're an entrepreneur. You've got the mindset here. How could you raise money as well, showing that the skateboard park is giving back to the community as well? What kind of events, what kind of functions, what kind of things could you do to go, hey, open skate, come in for an hour, $10. The $10 gets donated to so-and-so, or, you know, you've got your costs and everything. But I think people also want to see that the nonprofits are also getting out there and they're supporting the community in other ways. How would you like to see something like this get more incorporated in helping give back to other needs here in the community?
That is such a good question.
Yeah.
So as far as just getting into the community and exposure, you know, the North Dakota Skateboarding Association has partnered with Folkways. So they do the night bazaars and they set up the ramps and it's free skating for anyone. So we've seen a lot of kids and adults come in and do that, which is great awareness. Again, a mood booster for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see partnerships with maybe like YouthWorks.
Yes.
You know, we see them out at Dyke West and they're out there doing outreach to student or to young people, you know, giving them water and snacks cool. and just making sure that they're okay. So if we could do something where they're integrated into yeah. the indoor skate park, yeah. that would be awesome. Love or that. What if, like, you know, churches or organizations yes. could do full rentals and right. bring people in who normally maybe wouldn't get on a board.
Yeah.
When you step on a board for the first time, it's so scary, but when you stand and you can roll,
yeah.
your confidence goes up yes. so much. Like, oh, I did it.
Yes.
It's not so scary. So if we could show people that it's not so bad, you know, I would love that. So it's really, you know, they want to do full rentals of birthday parties.
Yes.
And, you know, Tom Kemmer is also one of the co-owners of Kidco.
Right.
So he understands okay. what it's like to, like, see that joy and be able to, like, do the rentals and bring people in and be more involved in the community. And,
right.
And that's exactly what we want.
Wonderful. I mean, there's a lot of great benefits here. Economic, health benefits, giving back to the community, and we're halfway to the goal of making this thing happen.
Yes.
We're hoping Giving Hearts Day, we got the Gate City Bank
yes.
thing. You can nominate yourself there. There's a lot of great social events going on as well. Social media contests. Get out there and show your love for the Hawk's Nest and help them raise some money this Giving Hearts Day. Early giving is open right now.
Yes.
How can they do that?
Schedule your donation.
Yeah.
Go to givingheartsday.org. Search okay. North Dakota Skateboarding Association or NDSA.
Yeah.
Schedule your donation. Every dollar counts. So $10, $100. We have match donors who are just
cool.
waiting for these to come in so
yeah.
that our match donations get unlocked. I also forgot, Travis,
yeah.
we have a concert this weekend.
You
oh
do?
Oh my gosh. The aquarium was okay. so generous. They donated their space to have a benefit concert this Saturday.
No kidding.
Doors open at 7. Music starts at 7:30. So
yeah.
it's actually for some of us old fogies.
Yeah.
You don't have to show up at midnight. You can show up early. And all. So it's a $10 suggested donation.
All
so
right.
even if you can't give, just come and support.
Yeah.
There's going to be raffles, tons of local bands playing.
Cool.
It's going to be a fun night.
And,
super fun.
And that's Friday or Saturday?
Saturday night at the aquarium.
Saturday night aquarium, 7 o'clock, $10 suggested donation. All ages, I imagine.
It might be 21 and
it
up.
It might be 21
yeah.
and over. Okay.
It's on our social media. So hawksnest.fargo. Check us out on Facebook. All the details are on there.
Wonderful. You're doing exciting things. And I tell you what, this is that next thing we need here in Fargo-Moorhead. I'm really excited.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, a big initiative of mine is getting people
yeah.
active, getting people outside. And so if this can be somewhere we can go in the winter mm-hmm. to get into skateboarding and then you carry it out in the summer outside.
Yes.
This is just, it's a healthy activity for the community and it's so fun for all ages.
So cool. I'm in. I love
yes.
this. I learned so much today. I did not know that people were coming into our community just to be checking out the Hawk's Nest. Imagine how much more we can get for people to come visit our community by growing this thing.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
Imagine if we could get in some pro skateboarders and
oh,
you know,
my
have
gosh.
Big draws and have
yeah.
these big competitions. When I was in high school, a long, long time ago, Tony Hawk came and
yes.
set up a ramp in Moorhead. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
It was amazing.
Whoa.
And it, I mean, in my head, I remember 1,000 people there watching
yeah.
him skate on the ramp.
Wow.
What if we could do that again?
Yeah.
Having a spot to set up, having the infrastructure to
yeah.
have this, the economic impact would be amazing. And,
right.
you know, the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau,
mm-hmm.
they see the impact and they're kind of waiting for us to get up off the ground and they're going to support. And
cool.
Lots of people see. The Folkways has been an amazing partner.
Fantastic.
So it's starting.
I tell you what, Radio Free Fargo, we're in as well.
Yes.
Just a couple of years ago when X Games came back to Minneapolis, we were a big champion for the Fargo market here and we were doing big promotional contests and things like that. And
so
I got to go down there and I was blown away by these 12, 13 year olds who were just making it, they're professionals already.
Yes.
Making it look like they've been doing it, well, probably all of their
yeah.
life, but they were amazing.
Oh, it's so cool to watch.
I couldn't believe it.
The discipline is extraordinary.
And I think it'd be so cool that if they're going to do more X Games, what about like taking a couple of those performers, bringing them on down
yes.
to Fargo, promote the big event, but also support what we're doing here at the Hawk's Nest in Fargo and growing the scene here.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the economic and community impact of that would be amazing.
Oh,
so
love
all
it.
We need to do is open those doors.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Yeah.
We're there.
We're so there. Jenny, I've got goosebumps because
yes!
I'm so excited.
You're
going to
be a
that.
Skateboarder now. I know it.
I'm going to try.
Yes,
I might
that's it. That's all you do. You have to try.
The last time I did this, I was back in junior high. All my friends were skateboarding and I didn't want to feel left out. So I made my mom, or I asked my mom to get me a $50 JCPenney skateboard.
Yeah.
And I put my foot on the skateboard. One foot stayed on the ground. One went with the skateboard, did the splits. I went,
ooh,
I'm done. I gave it to my brother. But I'm thinking about
give it a shot.
Try it again.
And at the Hawk's Nest, we've got people there who can help you, give
yeah.
you guidance.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't step on it and go fly it. So actually, I'd love to just quickly plug. We've got, if you go to our social media, we've got women's nights, we've got youth nights, we've got open skates, and we're trying to bring in those lessons like we talked about. Yeah. So it's a little something for everyone. So
one more time, tell us where we can find you on social media.
Yeah, Hawks. So on Instagram, hawksnest.fargo. We're also on Facebook, search Hawksnest Fargo.
Okay.
And then go to givingheartsday.org and search North Dakota Skateboarding Association to support the effort.
Fantastic. Why don't I see you on a skateboard on social media over here? I mean, that alone is going to get at least a couple more followers here.
I have a video on there of a plea for money. That's where I'm at right now. But we'll let the pros get their shots on social media.
What about if you say, if we get to our $100,000 goal, I, Jenny Sheets, am going to do this. What would it take? What would you do?
Oh my gosh.
If people got you to that goal.
I'm a newbie. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. If we get to $100,000.
Right.
You know what? Why don't we have people write in and put in some ideas? And I'll pick one.
Yeah.
Take a bid.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as I don't have to jump off a building or something, but you know.
Right.
Let's do it. Let's do something fun.
I think people would love to see that.
Yeah. Yes. Have them write in. If we reach $100,000, by next Thursday,
yes.
By next Thursday night, so the end of Giving Hearts Day night. Oh, also, there's a party at Harold's on Main. Come.
When
everybody come. So that's the Giving Hearts Day party. So Thursday, if we hit 100 grand by that night, which is, I think we're at 50. Well, I'd have to get the numbers right, but if we hit 100, have people write in and we'll pick an idea. I will do something. We'll get it on video.
All right. So you've got a concert at the aquarium this Saturday.
Yes.
We're helping raise money. Giving Hearts Day, come on over there to Harold's on Main.
Yes.
Help raise some more money. If we get Jenny and the crew over there at Hawk's Nest to 100 grand by Thursday, put in your suggestion what you would like to see her do.
So
yeah. We might need a little extra for the hospital bills, depending on what it is.
I'm going to get fully padded up, put a bubble around me, but sure, we'll do something crazy.
I love it. Jenny, always so good to see you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome back anytime.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you soon. And thank you so much again. If you missed any of this conversation, we're going to repost that playback link with Jenny here on This Side of Country, wherever you do social media. This Side of Country.